blessed are you when they persecute you. I want to talk to you about how to deal with persecution. In Matthew chapter 5, we see Jesus giving the Sermon from the Mount. In verse 10, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Verse 11, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven." Jesus' words and this section of Scripture are often hard for the human mind to understand. From the human standpoint, it doesn't seem like one would be blessed if they're going through persecution. Let's answer two questions relating to this section of Scripture. Number one, how do we deal with persecution? And number two, why does God allow persecution to come our way? Let's start with the first question. How do we deal with persecution, and especially those who persecute us? Let's skip to verse 43 in Matthew 5. Jesus goes on to talk about loving your enemies. He says, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." What, you may say? I'm supposed to love my enemy? I'm supposed to bless those who curse me? I'm supposed to do good to those who hate me and pray for those who spitefully use me and persecute me? That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. If somebody wrongs me, I don't want to pray for them. I want to get even. Unfortunately, this may be man's mindset, but it is not the heavenly perspective. Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, verse 19, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord." It's not our job to get even. It's our job to do good to those who hate us and pray for those who persecute us. King Solomon writes in Proverbs chapter 25, verses 21 through 22, "If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink, for so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you." How do you deal with somebody who's persecuting you? You love on them, and your love will melt them. In Acts chapter 5, we see the apostles on trial for preaching Jesus. In verse 40, they were beaten and then commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and then they were released. In verse 41, the Bible says, "So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." What an example of an attitude we should follow. Question number two, why does God allow persecution to come our way? In James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, James writes, "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Why does God allow persecutions, trials, and tribulations to come our way? Because it does something within us. It tests our faith and it produces patience. Faith is the currency of heaven. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." God allows persecution to come our way so that our faith will be tested, so that he can reward us for diligently seeking him. As the Lord begins to use you more and more radically, and use you to perform signs and wonders through the name of Jesus Christ, some form of persecution is certain, especially from your friends and family. But you can rejoice knowing that you have suffered persecution for the name of Jesus Christ, and great is your reward. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for your message. I ask you to please help me. Love my enemies. Bless those who curse me. Do good to those who hate me. And pray for those who spitefully use me and persecute me. May I put your word into practice. May you be glorified in all that I do and say. Use me mightily for your glory. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.